How many movies can pull off being both earnest and ironic, both cynical and romantic, and laugh-out-loud funny? I can only think of one, The Princess Bride. For many of you, I know those lines are already running through your head.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together.
Hello! My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
As you wish.
Oh, my sweet Wesley. What have I done?
Cary Elwes played young sweet Wesley. 27 years after The Princess Bride hit theaters, he has a new book about the making of the film. Of course, it's called As You Wish. We started talking about his most difficult scene. The story called for the greatest sword fight in modern times. And director Rob Reiner insisted that Elwes and Mandy Patinkin, who played Inigo Montoya, actually be in every frame of the scene, all while delivering that classic banter.
You're using Bonetti's defense against me, huh?
I thought it fitting, considering the rocky terrain.
He assigned to us two of the greatest sword trainers we could possibly get. And they worked us every single day. I mean, if there was time between a take, even. So we never had a chance to sit down on the movie, Manny and I.
This was the last thing you filmed, almost, because it was so complex.
Right. Bob said to us at the beginning, he said, we've deliberately asked the producers to move the schedule of the sword fight sequence to the end of the movie because we need every day we can get with you just to teach you to do right-handed sword. Forget the left-handed. That's going to be a whole other thing.
Because halfway through the duel, both of you reveal that you're actually right-handed.
We're actually
that
right-handed, moment. Correct.
There's something I ought to tell you.
Tell me. I'm not left-handed either.
I mean, I've got to tell you, we really worked hard at it, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, speaking of that, there are a lot of funny people, a lot of funny scenes in this film. Yeah. Was there one in particular where you had the hardest time keeping it together not cracking up?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it has to be Billy Crystal. I mean, there's no question.
Miracle Max.
I mean, forget it.
We need a miracle. It's very important.
Look, I'm retired.
And you had to play dead.
I had to play dead. I heard Rob go over to Billy. I remember him saying to him, yeah, just go for it. And he basically gave Billy free rein to do medieval Yiddish stand-up and throw away all the pages for the scene.
Sir, we're in a terrible rush.
Don't rush me, sonny. You rush a miracle, man, you get right miracles.
And then he walked over to me and he said, now listen, you have to be dead in this scene, so you can't. We can't even see you breathe, we can't see your chest move.
Hello in there! Hey, what's so important? What you got here, that's worth living for.
First person to be banned from the set because his laugh is so loud is Rob. Then I lost it, and so they replaced me with my rubber dummy. And then Mandy had tried so hard to hold in his laugh, he actually bruised a rib.
He didn't get hurt in the sword fight.
Didn't get hurt in the sword fight. Didn't get hurt anywhere during the filming other than trying to hold in his laugh with Billy Crystal.
It's funny often with classic films when you get the backstory, you hear horrible stuff. It's like Singing in the Rain. They were all miserable the entire
really?
Time.
Were they really?
Well, yeah, apparently
no.
it was
That's
pretty
God,
tough
I love
going.
That movie.
But this, it sounds like you guys were just having a blast.
Oh, it was more fun than you think. We had an incredible director in Rob. He knew we were going on this journey, and he wanted to make sure he surrounded himself with people that he wanted to spend time with and have fun with. And that's what he got.
Now, a lot of the younger fans of the film probably aren't aware that this was not a huge blockbuster success at the time. I mean, I was in high school when it came out. I didn't even remember seeing trailers or ads for it. I saw
they
it on
pulled
video.
The trailer. Fox pulled the trailer. They would actually stump the marketing department, God bless them, because they'd never come across a film that had so many genres in it. You know, was it a comedy? Was it an adventure film? Was it a kid's film? Was it a fairy tale? Was it an adult movie? And, of course, it was all these things, you see. And they didn't know how to pitch it. The film came and did some modest business, respectable, modest, but not the kind of money that they'd hoped. And it wasn't until about almost a decade later when VHS came out that the film found its legs again. From a film that had been mostly dead, it was suddenly alive again. And then it became this huge hit.
Yeah. When did you start to get a sense then that this was a very special film to a lot of people?
I was in a restaurant in New York. And I was ordering, I think, a hamburger, and the waitress said, how do you want that done? And I said, medium rare. And she said, as you wish. And I looked up at her, and I went, what did you just say? And she winked and walked off, and I thought, oh. And so it was a wonderful, delightful rebirth, if you will.
And you found out that Bill Clinton was a fan. And I bring this up because I know you do a good Bill Clinton impression.
That was amazing. I got to go to the White House. I worked on a show called From the Earth to the Moon, which Tom Hanks produced for HBO.
About the Apollo, the moon
Apollo
missions.
Space program, yeah. For the Millennium series at the White House, the president screened our episode, Apollo 11. And so we flew out to Washington, and finally we found ourselves standing in front of him, my wife and I. And I put out my hand and I said, Mr. President, my name is... And he stopped me and he goes, I know exactly who you are, Kerry. And I thought, wow, how does he know me? This is crazy, you know? I mean, you know, I was in the movie, sure, but... And he goes, no, it's not what you think. Chelsea and I are big fans of The Princess Bride. We've seen it over 100 times. I know every line. I love that movie. And I just was dumbfounded. I couldn't believe it. There you go. You never know where your fans are going to be.
Cary Elwes, his new book is called As You Wish. It's about the making of The Princess Bride. Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure speaking with
you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I have to ask, can you just give us an As You Wish before
we go? Sure. As You Wish.